News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN and live online. If you go to rightsideradio.org, click listen live. Doesn't matter where you are in the whole wide world, there we can be right there with you. And we have a lot of folks in a lot of places that listen to the show way outside of the usual range of AM FM capability here at WVNN, and we love it. We got Right Side Ruffians in multiple states, and it's just good, man. Just really good. Hey, listen, sitting here in the studio having a cup of Just Love coffee. I am, actually. I bought some of their Keurig cups while I was over there last time. And I got to tell you guys, if you have not checked out one of our newest team members, Just Love Coffee, they've got two locations in the general area here. They've got one on Hughes Road in Madison, Just Love Coffee Cafe, and another Just Love Coffee Cafe over on South Memorial Parkway. You're going to love, if you like coffee, I mean, that's your place. But if you also like good food, wow. They got this crazy cool waffled menu that I think you're going to like, and it's just a great place to hang out, too. So anyway, check them out, Just Love Coffee. Okay, so listen, I called an audible during the break on Copper. She's got to get another clip ready for me now. So Copper, I see you got an okay on there, but give me the ready sign when you're up with clip four. Oh, you are ready. Man, Copper. All right, so listen, here's the deal. I had Jonathan Isaac on Shannon Bream's show just a minute ago. I played a clip from him that was really part of what inspired me to do today's Right Side Monologue, the Right Side Way, about who will speak for you, because he made the point. In the end, if we don't start speaking up for these things, then there's no one going to be there to speak for you when the time comes. But he was also on the interview talking about vaccine mandates, which to me is part of the bigger picture. I said today that part of the triple dipper for the day is the intolerance of the left. Part of that intolerance that I'm talking about is the bullying aspects surrounding COVID. It's gotten to be just completely unnatural as they have gotten more and more unhinged about moving us in their directions, not allowing for any other opinions. And then you find these great public figures like Jonathan Isaac, who says, hey, government, you're like in my freedoms now. So I want to do this. Before I do the Adventures in Woke World piece, let's play clip four. This is Jonathan Isaac again on Shannon Bream. Go ahead and play it, Copper.
You know, part of the reason why I didn't take the vaccine at this point in time, but I believe that the conversation is so much bigger than just people who have taken the vaccine, who haven't taken the vaccine, who have had COVID in the past and feel that natural immunity is not being spoken about or discussed in this country. It's really for everybody, people who haven't had COVID yet, or have come in contact or have taken the vaccine or not. Everyone should be free to make the decision for themselves at the end of the day. And I believe that we're entering a period of time where the government is setting a precedent that in light of any emergency, your personal autonomy, your religious freedom, and honestly, your freedom as a whole becomes negotiable and to whoever's in power or whoever agrees with the people in power.
What an amazing clip. What an amazing clip. The very idea that we're, in his opinion, and I think it's so well put, that we are coming into a place right now where your religious freedoms, your ability for self-determination, the question about whether you can make your own decisions, the government is taking that from you. And the government will decide whether you can make a decision. And the government will decide whether you can have a religious exemption. I'm just telling you, folks, that's an interesting dynamic, but that's part of the broader bullying that we're seeing right now. And I am not anti-vax. So don't anybody try and portray this show as the one that told me not to get the shot. No. What I am telling you over and over and over again is you have everything it takes at your disposal to make a decision. Everything. There is nobody in the sound of my voice right now who cannot say that they don't have the resources, whether it just be your smartphone or your doctors or a friend who understands the situation or anyone else for that matter. You can make a decision, but the reality is you can make a decision. That's what bugs me right now, is the idea that the left is portraying that we don't have the ability to make decisions. We will comply. We will do what they say, or we will face the consequences. Well, you know, okay, let's do this. Let's just step back for a minute. Let's just have some fun with this, okay? So the Adventures in Woke World is a thing that I used to do, and I hadn't done it in about a month, and it's really kind of a hoot. It also makes me almost tired to do it, because I'm doing multiple voices here, but I'm going to script out this little thing right now. Can you imagine, Copper, you go and get that sound effect ready. Can you imagine, by the way, if you're a Seinfeld fan, think back to the day. If you're a Seinfeld fan, you remember certain episodes. Everybody remembers the soup Nazi, right? What if the soup Nazi became the new Biden vaccine mandate czar. Hit it, Copper.
Adventures in Woke World.
Okay, let's set the scene right now. So the Biden administration has appointed a new vaccine mandate czar. He looks and sounds a lot like the soup Nazi from Seinfeld. He holds his first press conference, and the press gets more and more dubious as they go along. Here's the czar. I thank you all for coming today. As you know, I was recently appointed by the president to ensure a smooth and orderly process of having everyone in the United States vaccinated against COVID-19. Everyone. Everyone must comply. I mean, obey. I mean, cooperate. To the fullest extent. So we may avoid these mass punishments. I mean, corrective actions. I have been given extraordinary power. I mean, responsibility. The president's goal is domination. I mean, vaccination. Anyway, I take questions now. Yes, you. Yes, sir. Listen, would you please define for the general public the term fully vaccinated? We're hearing now that fully vaccinated could mean something different than what we originally thought, which was just the first and the second shots. I have been given full authority to determine the science. I mean, to follow the science. It is likely it will ensure monthly boosters. Monthly boosters, sir? When did that come about? We're never going to be fully vaccinated if that's the definition you're going to use. No more questions for you. Remove him now. Next question. You.
Yes, sir. Yes, reporter from USA Today. I'd like to talk about the southern border. So currently there's in excess of like 200,000 illegal immigrants crossing the border each month without testing or vaccinations. What is your plan for addressing the status of these illegal immigrants for vaccination since U.S. citizens are having to be mandated to get the shots, but the illegal immigrants are not?
You will refer to them here on as irregular visitors who don't intend to stay very long. Since they are just visitors, I will not be dealing with them.
Irregular visitors who don't intend to stay very long. Okay, listen, they're all coming here to stay. Everyone knows that. So how can you mandate vaccines for U.S. citizens and let millions of irregular visitors avoid vaccination?
This shall not be questioned. You are removed now. Next, you.
Here from Fox News. So yeah, listen, the president outlined in his speech today that segments of society are being requested to make certain changes. And he specifically asked for all sports venues to require proof of vaccination or on-site testing, but like the athletes in major sports are not doing it. So recent statements by the players' unions for like the NBA, the NFL, the NHL, the Major League Baseball, they all say no. So how do you respond to that?
It is for those not in the unions to ensure compliance. I mean policies. We have ways of making them do so. However, if they are smart enough to join a union, we are intent to providing them necessary exceptions. This is science.
I'm sorry, but how is that science? So, like, what if all U.S. citizens just unionized and formed an anti-vaccination union? Are you going to give everybody an exception? How does union membership overcome a virus?
Enough! This is science! You will not question! Remove now! Next question, you!
Yeah, okay, yeah, right, buddy. So, sure, New York Times, so thanks, I think. So, here's my question, right? For a year and a half, America's frontline healthcare workers and first responders, they've been working without vaccinations. But now they're all being told they must get the shot, you know what I'm saying? Or lose their jobs, and not for nothing, but thousands across the nation, like they're declining, and this is creating some shortages in the healthcare industry for staffing. So do you intend to create some kind of an exception to policy for critical healthcare workers?
Are they in a union?
No, buddy, I don't think so.
No exception. Science! Science! No more questions for you. Next! You!
So, recently the celebrity members in the entertainment industry, they gathered for the Emmy Awards. You see, there were no masks, no precautions. This was televised. The whole world could see it. I wonder if you would comment on that.
These people are very important. They understand science. This is well known by the fact that they gave Governor Andrew Cuomo an Emmy for his efforts on the pandemic.
Are you saying, no, wait a minute. Cuomo's being investigated for mismanaging the crisis. Massive nursing home deaths and misreporting. Where's the accountability?
There is only science. Science. No more from you. You will go now. Next question. Speak.
Yeah, okay. So here's the deal. Postal workers. Like, my question involves postal workers. They handle the mail. They go to businesses, their homes. They pick up and deliver. Yet, despite the fact that they are federal employees, it appears they're exempt from the mandate. So why is that? This matter is being addressed. They have family. This we know. We will reach them through their children and their spouses. Where one gets vaccine, all get vaccine.
You're going to do what? Are you threatening their families?
There is no threat. There is only science. No more questions from you. Remove. Next question.
Yes. okay, so recent developments in the military, we understand. So, okay, especially in the very specialized branches, they've indicated that readiness is being affected negatively. This is affecting the service members because they're refusing to get vaccinated. So is the president concerned about military readiness being decreased? And if so, what is his plan?
There is no concern. I have not told him to be concerned. Therefore, there is no concern. Military, fine. All science. This is all. You go.
Yes. Last question here. So, sir, the president said his mandate was to the executive branch. But the court systems, the Congress, they all appear to be exempt. I mean, is that reasonable? Do you intend to address this?
They will be made to comply with science.
Wait, the executive branch can't make them comply. That's not constitutional.
There is no constitution. Only science. Good day. No more questions. We are done.
And there you have it. Woke is as woke does.
Adventures in Woke World.
Okay. We said this show was in part to entertain and to keep things light when we can. Oh, Lord, that is something else, scripting out something like that. Let me just tell you something, though. Every single thing in that script, into that goofy Woke World script, every bit of that came from headlines. Every bit of that was what are you saying to me, Copper? Say it.
It's their mantra.
The science.
Science, oh. Yeah. It's not anything but a religion at this point. Science is their religion.
Well, I do not deny that. And, you know, we can laugh about it right now, but on the other side, Copper's right. It is literally what they're saying. It's the way they excuse everything they're doing. It's how they excuse, by the way, the bullying that we're seeing. And that kind of attitude, that kind of, you will not speak now, you will not ask questions, you will. There is only science, and then the science changes.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know,
we have no idea.
It occurred to me the other day that throughout all of human history, people have used their religion and their God to basically support whatever they want to be doing. They change it as they like. So if science is their religion, well, of course they're just going to change it as they like to fit what they want to do.
Exactly. All right, Copper, we got to run to that short break, and I know it. So let's go ahead and do that. When we come back, we're going to keep this topic going, though. I got some headlines here about things that have been happening just like in the last 24 hours, even. I got some clips of audio we're going to talk about. What are some of the folks out there in media saying about the fact that the left is screaming at people and chasing them into bathrooms? Or what about this? How about the fact that part of the overall bullying now is going right back to whether you're even allowed to speak about your children's education? Oh, yeah. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. And every once in a while, we have a little fun doing it. We'll be right back.